Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, fasten your seatbelt. We're about to take off on our injury show. This is our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show. We get calls all the time. We do a live call-in show on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8, and we do that as a community service. It's on KHOW, 6:30 on the AM dial, 7 to 8 in the morning. Anybody can call us on any legal subject. How about that? Even though we're injury attorneys, any legal subject, and we've been doing that show for over 15 years just to help people. We do it every week. And if you got any kind of a question, an injury question or a non-injury question, you can call us on that show. It's live radio every Saturday morning, 7 to 8, KHOW, 6:30 a.m. This show right here is an injury show, and we do a variety of other injury shows. It takes a lot of time to put these shows together. It takes a lot of time to figure out what's important to teach you. It takes a lot of time to organize it. And why do we do it? So that you will have the information. You know, somebody was in my office in the past 2 weeks and said, I think you guys are the only attorneys I've ever heard of that spend so much time trying to give us information. I don't know of another law firm that does it. So you think about it. You give me the answer to that question. Now, we're talking about the injury event today. We're talking about police reports. But I kind of want you to look at the subject this way for a second. You're injured in a crash, right? And we've covered this before, but you go to the treatment. You go to your doctor. You go to and you create medical records. You go to the emergency room. You go to the ambulance, or you don't go to the emergency room, but you go to your doctor. You go to physical therapy, massage therapy. How many of you have ever sat down when you've been injured and read your medical records? Right? How many of you have ever read your medical records anyway, even if you weren't in an accident? How many? You're thinking, well, maybe I've never read my medical records. What do they say? Very interesting, because when you get involved in a legal case or an injury case, the insurance company will pour over in detail your medical records. And they will pour over in detail how the accident happened. And part of your medical records will be your description of how the accident happened. You know, which way were you looking? What was the speed of the vehicles? What was the impact? Did you have your seatbelt on? Some of these doctors, Oswestry questionnaires, intake questionnaires, ask you questions like that. It all goes back to the police report. It goes back to the scene. What does the police report say, right? Now, so, if you've never seen your medical records, you've been injured. Brad, I asked the question, have you ever seen the police report in your own accident? And Brad just told you, we will get the police report for you. Just give us a call, 303-795-5900. We're on your side, 303-795-5900. But you're going to want to know simple information that can become complicated. You know, I was talking about the road condition a minute ago. That's just one factor, the road condition. We talked about slushy, foreign material. Was there an object or an obstruction on the road? Was it dry? Did it have visible ice on the road? Or was it black ice? You couldn't see it. What was it like? Because that's going to be a big factor in your accident if the road condition is a factor, an issue. And so, Brad, we're talking about the injury event, we're talking about investigation, and we're talking about protecting our injured victim clients.
That's the beginning. And once again, a lot of this can be done through a paralegal. A lot of it can be done through an investigator. But wouldn't you rather be talking to your attorney or to an attorney when you're doing this? To an attorney, you can say, okay, that's the office. That's where the attorney was. I want to talk to them. I want to deal with them. That's who I'm going to be. That's who I'm going to have my communications with. That's probably your best, and that is your best, not just probably, it is your best way to communicate your accident and your crash. So the person can be sitting there seeing you, hearing it from you, seeing your reaction, seeing how you're taking it at the same time that they're taking the information and that you're giving the information. So what are we doing? You're getting to the crash and you're at the crash. It's occurred. If you're able to get out now, that's another one. Let's be very clear about this. It's not unusual that you're going to be able to do some things at the crash that you're going to be going, I'm still hurt. I still have pain. And you may have permanent pain. You may have significant pain. You may have pain that should result in significant recovery to compensate you, but yet you're able to get out of the car and do these things. Talk to the police officer. You're even able to reject medical care. That can happen. Don't let it stop you from doing what you're supposed to do. Don't think, oh, I don't need an ambulance right now, so I don't have a case, or I'm not entitled to compensation. Yes, you are. And you may be hurt and you don't even realize it. Because when these kind of events happen, traumatic events, the pain and the injury shows up later, and the pain, sometimes you even put it aside because you're so taken up with what's going on at the scene.
And when you look at the police report, right, and these insurance companies do it all the time, so you must get your medical records, you must get the police report. But when you look at the police report, sometimes the police officer asks people, were you injured? And they say no, or I'm not sure. And sometimes the police officer puts down non-injury accident. And what do you think the insurance company does with that? What do you think? Without you, what they say is you told the police officer you weren't hurt. I can't tell you how many cases Brad and I have had where somebody was hurt on a Thursday. And they did report, well, I wasn't injured. I'm feeling okay. Maybe a little woozy, but I think I'm okay, officer. I think I'm okay. And they put it down, no injury. And the insurance company uses it against you. And then I can't tell you how many times clients have told us we woke up the next morning and almost couldn't get out of bed because you have a lot of adrenaline flowing at the time of the accident. Sometimes it masks what's happening to you. Many times it does. It's an emotional event. It's a confusing event, especially if you're trying to guess what to do. So, right, if you understand these things, then you can fight the police report. You can say, yeah, the police officer put that down, but in the next morning I woke up and then I went and got treatment. And then now you've got a game plan. Now you're following a strategy to beat the insurance company. Because do you see one of their strategies? A simple strategy is to look on the police report to see what you said. They want to look at your statement. They want to look what the police officer put down. And I just covered one of them a minute ago, was the road condition. But what about the lighting conditions? Oh, these are very important. You need attorneys to pay attention to this. What about the lighting conditions? Daylight? Was it daylight? Was it dawn? Was it dusk? Have the lights on? Headlights on? Did they automatically come on? What about the at-fault party? And we're talking about this injury event. You know, were there witnesses? And just the lighting condition. And back to the adverse weather conditions. I talked about road conditions, but back to the adverse weather conditions. Maybe there were none, so the police officer puts none. Or maybe it was rain. Or maybe it was snow, sleet, hail, fog, dust, wind. Well, you say, well, what does that have to do? Well, that has to do with how the insurance company is going to try to fight liability. If they can prove they're not responsible or they're insured or the at-fault party is not responsible to you, they're not going to pay you. And so, Brad, all these things on the accident report, all these things at the injury event are very, very important for every client.
Right, and it's important that you're open and you really think through some of the questions you might get from the police officers, because they may ask you, do you need an ambulance? Do you need medical care? And you go, no, I don't need that. That's one question. They may ask you, are you hurt? You may have some pain. It's important you tell them. Say, I've got some pain, but I think I'll be okay, or I don't think I need the ambulance, or yes, I do need an ambulance. You need to be honest about it, but sometimes you just don't have the the chance to stop and think about it, to stop and realize what's going on to you, because your mind's on something else. And the mind is a powerful tool that quite often can allow you to address other things that are going on, notwithstanding your own injury, notwithstanding the concern for your own safety. So as Gary said, you know, you've got to think about these things. You've got to recognize that you can have a distracting injury where you may be more focused on how your knees hit into the dashboard or how your knees got hurt and not realizing what it's done to your back. Or you may have had your head thrust against the window or a part of into the back of the car, into the headrest, and it's hurt you. And so now you're dealing with a throbbing, terrible headache, and you're not realizing the pain to your knee or your back or your ankle, your foot, and you're not recognizing some of those things. You might be more concerned about your 8-year-old daughter or your 9 or 10-year-old son that was in that crash, and you're concerned about their injuries and their fear and what it's done to them, and so you're not paying attention to any of that. When it occurs, this is part of the legal game plan. When it occurs, it's important in the legal game plan to be honest and forthright about what you're feeling at the time, even if it means that you've got to set aside some of the things you want to do and you're going to have to seek medical care. So if you're thinking, I still want to get to my son's baseball game that he's already at because he went an hour early to warm up, I still want to get there to watch that game, but you're hurt, you might have to miss the son's baseball game.
Right. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're on your side. We're going to give you a legal game plan. We're going to give you a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan, along with an initial consultation, which is free. We got all the forms for you. We have a packet for you. You come into our office, and we're very thorough. You'll see. 303-795-5900. We're talking about the injury event. We're talking about the police report. You get your medical records. You see what they say. Sometimes there's mistakes in them. You get the accident report. You see what it says about you, about the at-fault driver, about any witnesses, right? So let me ask you a question. Insurance companies sometimes have a strategy, well, not sometimes, that if there's not much property damage in the case, they're not going to talk to you. And what I mean by that is they're not going to give you any significant money on it. How do you fight that, especially on a hit and run, right? We're going to cover that right after the break. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We're on your side. We'll be right back.
Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. You're sitting in a stoplight, then boom, you're hit from behind, you're rear-ended. The driver gets out, and they say, I'm sorry. Gee, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. Or worse yet, they give you an insurance card, and you call, and it's expired. And there's no insurance, but you have lost wages, you have injuries, you have medical bills piling up. What are you going to do? What can you do? And I'll tell you what, we've preached many times, we've done many shows on what you can do before an accident happens. You can buy your own UIM coverage with your own car insurance policy, the highest limits that you can afford. Because when you do this and the other driver has no insurance or not enough insurance, you're still protected. If you have any questions, call us. Bell & Pollock will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell & Pollock at championsofthepeople.com. Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about injuries. We are injury attorneys. We can help you if you've been injured. Think about this. If I told you I was in a car accident yesterday, and if I told you I hurt my low back, I was rear-ended, and nothing else, what would you think? What would be the value of that? But if I told you I was injured in a car accident yesterday, I injured my low back, and I went to the emergency room, and then they took an MRI, and I've got a slipped disc or a herniated disc, and I'm going to need injections in my disc, I'm going to need transforaminal epidural steroid injections, and possibly a rhizotomy, and they're going to cost $60,000 to $70,000, isn't that a different picture? You can prove your injury claim. Bell and Pollock can help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984. With a vision and mission to help injured victims, right? Put your life back together again. Get your medical bills paid. Get your wages paid. Get paid for your injuries, your impairments, your anatomical injuries, sometimes concussions, traumatic brain injuries, devastating injuries, sometimes soft tissue, sometimes transitory, sometimes permanent. You need recovery. You've been T-boned. You've been rear-ended. And if you go through this maze, this insurance maze, and you try to guess, you're not going to reach the end successfully or the way you want to. You can call us 303-795-5900. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. Any kind of case, workers' comp, motorcycle, bicycle, truck, car, you name it, premises liability, we can do it for you. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We're talking about the police report. We're talking about the injury event. We're talking about attorneys that actually care about you. I mean, did your attorneys ask the question? Well, you know, were there witnesses to the collision? Did you get the police report? What did the adverse driver, the at-fault driver, say to you? What did you say to them? I mean, this is all very thorough investigation, right? Was anybody given a ticket? If so, for what? What does it mean? And all this is lined up for the insurance company to try to blame you in part or whole for the accident, or blame you for not being injured. So your medical records are critical. Your police report is critical. But we're talking about right before the break, suppose, I mean, one of the things these insurance companies do all the time is they say, well, there was very little or no property damage in the case, so nobody could be hurt. Well, that's not true, and the medical science and the medical literature disproves that. But they say it anyway, and it's a default in their computer program. So how do you approach this? And especially on a hit and run. Think about this a minute. I'm doing a hit and run case right now where the insurance company says there was not much property damage. Well, the client was hit, went on the hood, went over the top of the car, landed on the street behind the car that hit him. The car rolled down their window, took a look at him, and took off. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but when a car hits a pedestrian, there's not going to be a lot of damage to the car. But there is going to be a lot of damage to the person. And so when they say, well, there wasn't much property damage, and the police officer on the police report, think about that, listed the damage as minimal, therefore there wasn't no big deal. And so, Brad, a lot of these hit and runs are the same way. I mean, you can't gauge the severity or non-severity of an injury to a person when they're taken on a car or a truck.
Well, you really can't gauge the injury to a person when you're looking at the vehicle at all. And for sure, when there's minor damage. Yes, when there's major damage, you can pretty much figure, well, somebody got hurt. And I know we've seen these commercials from insurance companies, or we've seen these commercials from car companies where they show the car mangled and destroyed, and they say they lived. Well, a lot of times they lived, but they were hurt pretty bad. They had significant injury, and yes, sometimes you have these terrible crashes and terrible events that occur, and the car looks terrible, and people have walked away from it. But the bottom line is that's a poor indicator that when you're looking and seeing what the injury is to the person, because you need to know where the forces are going, and as you know where the forces are going, you realize that those forces have to be somewhere within the car or within the person or within the driver, within the passenger. And at the same time, you need to know what the threshold of injury is for the person, the particular person that was involved in the crash. And the threshold of injury for any person in a crash is different. It's different from you as it is from your spouse, as it is from your friend, as it is from the stranger down the street, it is from your children. Thresholds of injuries are different. What might cause one person to encounter a herniated disc may cause another person not to have any problem at all. What might cause one person to start having pain from a disc that's already been herniated when they wouldn't have otherwise had it to another person that doesn't have that problem is once again, there's no empirical measurement. So looking at the car and saying, oh, the car doesn't have much property damage is not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to tell you anything about what happened to the occupants and why the occupants might be injured.
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's being revised right now, but it's right there for you with all the information. And we're going to revise it, and we're in the process of revising to make it even better and give you more information. All of our books are there. You know, in this last part of the show right now, we're talking about this property damage, but every time I'm involved in representation of a hit-and-run case, I face this issue. You know, I'm looking at one right here, an accident report I've got right in the studio. It says the property damage was listed as minimal. Well, of course it was, because the pedestrian person loses and is injured, many times severely, and the car just goes on down the road, and they're cowards. These people that hit you and leave are cowards. And we wrote a book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Can you have a copy of that book? Of course. Where do you get it? Our website, championsofthepeople.com. What does it cost? Nothing. It's free. It tells you everything you want to know about hit and run accidents. Everything. So you can get a copy free. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. So you want to get look at the police report and hit and run, and you say, and Brad, you know, we've covered this before, but let's cover it again. You say, wait a minute, I was in a hit and run, there was another party. I never called the police. That's a huge mistake. Big mistake. Because if you're going to make a claim for your uninsured motorist coverage on your own car insurance policy, right? Which you better have coverage. If you're going to make that claim, they're going to want to know, did you report this to the police? Where is the proof that you had a hit and run? And so to get a police report, you must first call the police. So first you take care of yourself medically, period. But then you call the police, Brad, even on a hit and run, because you've got to be able to document the scene. I'm looking at two reports we have in the studio right here on hit and run. They did call the police. The police came. They investigated it. And so the insurance company, your own insurance company, can't say, well, it didn't exist or it wasn't like you said or anything like that.
Well, once again, your insurance company becomes your enemy. Once again, before you even can talk to your insurance company about a hit and run, you better have your UIM coverage in place, and you probably want your med pay in place. You want that med pay also. So, you know, if you don't have the insurance coverages, there's going to be talking to no one. And do hit and runs occur? Yes, absolutely they do. They're there all the time. And the hit and misses occur, or a miss and run, not a hit and miss, a miss and run. They occur quite often too. Somebody runs you off the road. You know, you're avoiding them, and next thing you know, you're in a ditch and your car is turned over, or you've hit into something, and now you're hurt. And that car is long gone. Nobody can chase them down. Nobody's gotten a hold of them. Nobody's come back to you and said anything. And you're sitting there going, man, I'm in the ditch over here. My car went on its side or it turned over, or I just went into the ditch and had a slam that caused me to go forward and backwards and slam into my window and on the side of my on the side window on the car, and next thing I know I'm hurt, and I don't even know what happened, except for I better call the police, I better call somebody, I better make sure that I can document what happened here, because I can tell you one thing: your insurance company isn't looking for a way to help you and pay you for these injuries. Your insurance company is looking for a way to say you're not hurt, or you really weren't the victim of anything except your own poor driving.
You know, sometimes you deal with your own insurance company and you say, well, they treated me pretty good. I had a roof problem, or I had a broken glass problem in my house, sliding door problem. They treated me pretty well. An automobile accident, a car accident, a car injury, especially with a UM and UIM claim, is a different flavor. It's a different animal. You must have a strategy. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get our free book on Hit and Run, Cowards of the Street. And they are cowards. They leave. I mean, they leave an injury scene, that's a felony, right? And sometimes they can't be found. What happens if they are found? Different scenario, different legal game plan. What happens if they cannot be found? Different legal game plan. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and order our book. You can just download an e-copy free. Legal game plan. It's just that easy. You must get the accident report. So we were talking about in the last part of the show, a hit and run accident. Well, I don't need to call the police on a hit and run. Yes, you do. Yes, you must. You must document what happened. Pictures are good if you can do it. First, you take care of yourself medically. But maybe you have somebody with you. Maybe you don't. Maybe there are witnesses. Maybe there aren't. But you can do this because they will ask you, your insurance company, as their strategy, as their approach, will ask you for the police report. And if you say I didn't have one, then it starts to become a more aggressive approach by the insurance company. I mean, they understand they have a contract of insurance with you. They understand they're supposed to pay you for UM benefits, but they want proof. And they want the police report is big part of their proof. And yes, they want to know what action was taken. Because why? Think about this. Your own insurance company might have to pay you for your damages, injuries, and losses in a hit and run. But they're looking for the at-fault driver's insurance company, so they will pay. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. We're on your side, champions of the people. We'll see you next week.